You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Soaked Oats. We've got Soaked Oats in the studio and Pete the dog will be chatting shortly. Soaked Oats with Headline Opinion from the brand new album Working Title. We've got some of the Soaked Oats in the studio this morning. We've got Connor and Max, and we've also got Pete the dog. Kia ora. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah. Any word from Pete there?
Pete's had a good morning.
Nice.
His first trip to Albert Park.
Oh, so that's a pretty good thing to do.
He had a ball.
What kind of dog is Pete for the listeners?
He's an applehead chihuahua.
He's very cute, I have to say.
He's quite a big one. He's a furry.
I was going to say, as you said, he's quite a big one. He's still, we were just discussing, smaller than Zoe's cat. So not a big dog.
No, not a big dog at all.
We're not just here to talk about Pete the dog, though. We are here to talk about your brand new album, Working Title. Congratulations. How are you guys feeling having it out in the world?
Great.
Yeah.
It's relief.
Yeah. And, you know, one of those weights you don't really know is there and then
It's out and you're like, oh nice, that's great.
Yeah,
it's a new sound for you guys in some ways. That particular track that we listened to got a bit of a Khan vibe going on. There's some cool kind of new sonic threads it seems you've been pulling. What was the, you know, inspiration board for this record, or where were you kind of like thinking and listening while you were making this?
I don't know if there was like a specific like sound we were trying to achieve. I think we were like fans of lots of different genres and approaches to music.
Yeah.
And that kind of probably just manifested in like a large scope of genres and sounds on the album. Yeah.
Totally. And I was really interested to see, you know, you've got some cool features on this with Church and AP and Motta as well. They're not people I'd ever think to put on the same record, let alone it being a Soaked Oats record, but it works so well.
What was the
process for getting those folks involved with this?
Yeah, I think like Oscar for the song with Church, Divide Symbol, he had been working on a demo over lockdown, one of the first lockdowns, and the sort of start of the song with the strumming guitar, and then he kind of sent it to me, and I he was like, I could hear the song kind of like going crazy at the end, and I kind of put a drum beat down, and I think he heard, heard Church.
That's so cool.
And approached him, and he was keen. So
that's such a nice way for collaboration to come about. I think especially when people get too focused on the idea of it being, well, this is what this genre is, and this is what this sound is. Like, there's so much more interesting stuff to come out of the potential collaborations across those spaces. I mean, it is a lockdown record in the sense that most music that's been sort of made in the last 2.5 years has some relationship to that time.
Yes.
How do you think it's influenced this album?
It was pre-lockdown, so this is pre-COVID. Yeah, we were set to record before the first lockdown, and then it got delayed a year.
Far out.
So, I mean, everything's kind of not related, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's of a different time, maybe. Mm. Different era. Because it's taken so long.
How does it feel to be, I mean, reflecting on it now with that huge gap between the songs being, you know, written and then recorded and that now being released? How do you feel about the tracks? Have they changed for you guys at all?
I think they, they definitely, like, developed, and we probably changed mixing notes and added things and, you know, maybe over-processed the songs.
I wouldn't say that.
I think that has definitely played a role, and now we probably want to, like, move into a more, like, intuitive space rather than too, like, considered.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, well, it feels, it is interesting because, like, it doesn't feel overworked from a listener's perspective. It feels really interesting and fresh, and like these ideas are, you know, still maybe being worked on or thought through, because the, not that the songs don't sound complete, but just that, I mean, it's such a new kind of vibe from Soaked Oats in a lot of ways that I think listeners are so excited to hear that new sound.
Oh, thanks.
We have an ongoing competition at BFM with Radio 1 because they like to claim you as a Dunedin band, and we like to now claim you as an Auckland band. Mm-hmm. And you've been here for enough years now that I think we can claim you as a currently an Auckland band. But obviously having, you know, your roots in Dunners as your sort of starting place and the place that kind of fostered you musically. How do you feel reflecting on, I guess there was a whole scene of you guys who came out making quote-unquote surfy-er guitar sounds, which I think we can put in a very broad house because that's, you know, a big spectrum there. But how do you feel now when you look at your music and then look at some of your peers and you've all kind of gone down slightly different branches? How do you feel about that little scene?
Yeah, great. they're all really, we're all really good friends, and it's great that we've all kind of are still doing music, and it wasn't kind of just a fad or something while we're at university, and everybody's taking it quite seriously.
Do you find it interesting looking at the slightly different musical roads you've all kind of stepped into? Because this, you know, is they always sounded distinct, but you guys are all starting to have your own very specific musical, you know, notes that you're hitting and sounds that you're hitting. How does it feel to kind of see that develop amongst your peers as well?
It's great. It's like going along to their shows and we see them, and I don't know, it's nice to not be in that same boat and get, I don't know, you get there, there's 4, 5, 6 people in any of these bands, and they all contribute these different ideas, and it's only natural that they're gonna split off into these sounds of their own. But it's nice to be going through that growing process with everyone.
Where do you guys see the Soaked Oats sound going? Because this feels like a really exciting album to play live. Is that something you're looking forward to really taking out there?
Yeah, definitely.
It's interesting returning to it. We've spent so long, getting it out there. The live performance has been on the back foot, but we've started digging into some rehearsals, and it's been a good process. So.
Yeah. Recruiting extra people to fulfill sort of our indulgent recording.
What was the recording process for this? Like, whereabouts did you guys do it?
So we went down to Haast, which is southwest coast of the South Island. Henry, our guitarist's family grew up down there, and there's just this big old community hall, and we just went there to for some pre-production before the album, and yeah, it was an amazing spot, and the community sort of said we could have it for as long as we wanted. So
oh, wow.
We ended up, we've been doing a lot of work with Tom Bell, who does all our live sound and runs Chicks Hotel, the studio down in Dunedin, and he just offered us the entire studio. So we packed it up completely and did like two trips.
Took it to Haast
and set up in the hall. And yeah, then just spent 4 weeks recording there in the middle of winter.
That must have felt quite surreal, almost, sort of in this total world of the record in the middle of, you know, Haast in the winter. Must be kind of brutal as well, I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, it was planned for summer, but the COVID COVID pushed it back. And, no, it was good. It kept everyone tight and close together.
Really fast guitar lines. Yeah, he's trying to get your hands warm. Yeah, totally. Actually distracted by Pete's just fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Looking so relaxed and stoked, which is what we like to see. I think we should have a listen to Divide Symbol, which is the track featuring Church. This is like one of the most exciting and surprising collaborations. I'm so excited to see it on this record. When are you guys going to be playing a show next? Where's your next date in the calendar?
So we've just released and announced a tour for March and leading into the start of April. So sort of mid to late March we'll be in Australia.
Cool.
And then, yeah, in late March and early April we'll be back in New Zealand.
Have you done many Aussie shows before, or is this going to be new territory?
We've been over about 7 times.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. We just got back, actually. We were over on Thursday.
Yeah.
Played a show on Thursday in Melbourne at a venue that we spent a lot of time at that's closing down.
Oh, no.
So had a bit of a release do there and said goodbye to the curtain. Mm. And, but yeah, excited to get back for a full tour.
Cool.
Yeah.
It'll be really exciting. Well, thank you both for coming in. Thank you, Pete the dog, as well. Absolute pleasure. You're all welcome back anytime. This is Divide Symbol by Soaked Oats featuring Church. This is from the brand new album Working Title.
Heart symbol.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.